Today, we'll be focusing on man-made objects in Earth's orbit, particularly satellites, and exploring the various roles they play in modern life. We'll look at their scientific uses, their impact on education, and some key technical features that keep them running. Let's begin with their function in environmental science. Satellite technology has revolutionized how we monitor changes on Earth. To monitor atmospheric conditions over time, scientists rely on weather data gathered by satellites. This data gives researchers valuable insights into climate trends, pollution levels, and weather patterns. It also helps them respond more effectively to natural disasters by tracking events like hurricanes or wildfires as they unfold. Now, in recent years, satellite projects have gone beyond just large-scale government programs. There's been a strong push in the academic world to involve younger generations in space-related work. Students have not only designed but also managed some educational satellite programs. These student-led missions usually take the form of small, cube-shaped satellites known as CubeSats. They offer hands-on experience in building and operating real-world space equipment, which is a remarkable opportunity for learning. But of course, these student initiatives often require external support to succeed. Support from international agencies has made many of these satellite projects possible. Organizations like NASA, the European Space Agency, and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency frequently step in to provide guidance, resources, or access to launch vehicles. These partnerships not only benefit the students, but also foster international collaboration in scientific research. So why is this kind of hands-on experience so important? Well, gaining practical engineering experience is one of the key benefits of working on satellite development. Students aren't just learning theories in classrooms, they're applying them to real missions, learning how to solve problems, manage teams, and deal with the unexpected. And it's not just students or large organizations involved in space projects anymore. These days, it's not uncommon for ordinary citizens and private firms to sponsor small-scale satellite missions. With the rise of crowdfunding platforms and cheaper commercial launch providers, space is no longer out of reach for small startups or even hobbyist groups. This has led to some highly creative projects, like satellites that monitor wildlife migration or measure ocean temperatures in real time. As a result, the benefits of satellite data have reached far beyond scientific institutions. The way people interact with the planet has become clearer thanks to data from such initiatives. For example, communities can now track deforestation, detect illegal fishing, or even monitor crop health, all using open-access satellite imagery. This level of insight was once only available to government agencies, but today it's at the fingertips of every